Tom Jones by Henry Fielding, dramatized by Stephen Wyatt. Part 1.
This is the history of Tom Jones, a foundling. So it seems only right and proper to start by describing how he was found. In that part of the western division of this kingdom, which is commonly called Somersetshire, lived a gentleman and widower called Allworthy. But he'd been absent a full quarter of a year in London on some very particular business, although sadly I can't tell you what it was.
Bridget!
He was greeted by his sister, Bridget, who, for all her admirable qualities, remained unmarried. They had a brief supper, and then Squire Allworthy retired, much fatigued, to his bedroom. As always, he first of all knelt in prayer.
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom
but
come,
as he did so, he became aware of a strange noise.
Oh, no, it cannot be. It cannot be.
But it was. There, lying in his bed, was an infant wrapped up in some coarse linen. He rang for help. An elderly servant woman came running. But the sight of Squire Allworthy wearing nothing but his nightshirt was too much for her. In the end, his sister Bridget came to see what the matter was.
What are you going to do, brother? If the story comes out, there'll be a great deal of tittle-tattle. They'll gossip behind your back and say you are the father. Best to put the baby on the parish.
Look, he's gripping my finger in his tiny hand. He's imploring my assistance.
Is he?
Oh, yes.
Well, at least...